This is a called special meeting. Apostolically, the body of Christ needs to go further into maturity. We've been on this mountain long enough. Yes, ma'am. I receive. Turn it over. Just turn the whole thing. There you go. I receive. I'm going to read something to you that was spoken in 1994. And some of the things are coming to fruition because the lesson I'll begin to teach tonight, I'll probably have to teach it 12 to 24 times for those who want to excel and mature apostolically in the things of God. The church had been in sort of a choking hold for many years by not recognizing all five offices and by not having the caretaking of all five offices. And as I got into the apostle mode, I saw a lot of things that the church has not been seeing. And so therefore, at the song fitting, to reign, you have to reign in revelation.
Yes, sir.
And you cannot ever settle and believe you have arrived. This is an ongoing thing. It's bigger than us. And so I guess a fit word is, it's an unfolding.
Yes,
it's something already there, but the Lord permit us to unfold him. You can't really have him all because he's too much to have. So you just keep on coming. So back in 1994, I've many words spoken, and I'm pertaining to the gift here that I'm about to release in here tonight. The gentleman began to prophesy. He said, the Lord spoke to my heart and says, 1994, that Dr. Thompson has an apostolic anointing on him. And they said, what is that? One that raised up and trained to teach others and sent one such as a missionary. God is not only going to expand the borders of the training ministry that you have, but also that apostolic anointing of being a sent one is resting upon you in a fresh new mantle. That's 1994 now. I don't know about it. And that God is going to begin sending you into places where the flow of the Holy Ghost and the depth of the Spirit that you have experienced is going to be going into virgin territories, into churches, and into ministries where pastors are literally dying on the vine. So if they don't get what God has placed within you, that their ministry is never going to reach the full extent of what they should be. And God said it's almost going to be like you are going to be a spiritual father over them, nurturing them and guiding them in those things. It's getting ready to be started. You touched a little bit of it, but it is like an iceberg. All you have seen is the tip above the water. But when you get in it, it is so big. If God would reveal all of it to you, even those around you would doubt it, wouldn't believe it. But the Lord said to hang on to it. You have been faithful, and it's going to come to pass, and many will be blessed by your obedience. Now, that's like 1994. I knew nothing about the apostolic call then. But the subject matters that I'm dealing with in this season and the information and the revelation that is being given, even after money coming, it was dealing with the finance of the church. I'm still dealing with it. Now we're dealing with the health of the church, you know. But the subject matter that I'm going to start dealing with tonight is, I'm going in depth with it. So I need you to get your Bibles because I need you to look at two scriptures to prepare you. One scripture is based on trusting the Holy Spirit. The other scripture is based on going beyond milk. You can't be skillful if you don't go beyond milk teaching. All right? They call the other teaching meat, that is for the matured in the things of God. I've been around a while. I've seen a lot of things in the church. I've seen a stagnation in the church because they only would follow a few people. Man can come along with a revelation stronger than the people they're following, but they won't follow. They lock in a pattern. And so therefore, many of God's people are still, for lack of a better word, stuffy. They haven't really found their gift. They haven't really walked in the borders of the real blessing that God wants them to have individually, because they don't have enough insight. In John chapter 16, verse 12 is a verse over the years I've looked at, and then right after that, it tell you about the Holy Spirit. Well, the Holy Spirit is here now, right? We all know that. But he says, I have many things to say unto you, but you cannot bear them now. See, you have to be ready to go forward. What I say? A lot of you have studied, but you must recognize that the gifts supposed to give you a lift in spiritual things. The gifts were not just given for no reason at all. They're given that an unfolding and a revelation and an insight might be given you beyond what you can read up on. You understand that? Then after that, the 13, 14, 15, I'm not going to read them. You could read them. Talks about the Holy Spirit has come. Now, the Holy Spirit is here. And also now in Hebrews chapter 5, then we'll read tonight's text. Then I'll let you sit down and I'll begin to yield to the Holy Ghost. Give you a subject that you know where we're going. But Hebrews chapter 5, verse 11. These two verses, the Holy Spirit called to my attention. He says, of whom we have many things to say and hard to be uttered, seen, you are dull of hearing. That's why I call this class tonight, you've got the text, it's a maturity class. And I thought people who would come out on Wednesday night can take it. I don't even know if the son and cry can take what I'm going to teach tonight. Because they, you know, they pick and choose, they're really not sold out. You know, but I see quite a few of y'all want to know the truth and go to the next dimension. All right, now, with those two texts in mind, then you see under the under that verse, 11 verse, you'll see about for in the time you ought to be teachers, you need that one teach you again, which be the first principle of the organs of God, and to become such as need of milk and not of meat. For everyone that uses milk is what? Unskillful for where? In the word of righteousness. For why? Now we got a lot of babies in the church. Woo, bottles. We need some bottles. They cry about everything. But he said, 14, but strong meat belongs to them that are full age. Now notice what he says here. Even those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. Their senses. He said spirit. He said their senses. You get to a certain depth in the word, you have good sense. See, the spirit will help you have good sense. There's something you're just not going to do. There's some place you're just not going to go. You got too much sense to do that. You don't need the spirit. You just got too much sense to do that. So with that in mind, turn to 2 Corinthians. I'll let you sit down in a minute. 2 Corinthians chapter 10. We've danced around these verses for years, and now apostolically the Lord want to open them up to us because there's a great missing ingredient in most of our lives. See, when you don't understand that you have to accept gifts and that you can connect and receive something you don't have. In the setting here, Paul had to deal with the church at Corinth in this chapter because they were seeing them as being in the flesh because they were going so far in the spirit. And they got lost in the dust of revelation So they shift and said that Paul was operating in carnality. But he was so far in spirituality that they had to accept the gift and let the gift minister to them instead of trying to minister to the gift. Are you listening to me?
Yes, sir.
And so they charge him for being carnal because he wasn't talking like an average minister.
Yeah.
He was calling for the deep.
Yes, sir.
And he was calling Christians to be willing to go further in the things of God. Yes. Apostle Paul was good at that. If you read the epistles, he always called to another level. I mean, he called Peter on the carpet. When he come out of that desert, he was calling everybody on the carpet. Because he had seen some things spiritually, and he was working in such a mighty grace. That was such a mighty grace on that apostle. And that when I say such a mighty grace, he was aware that everything had already been done. And he was coming up on people who was trying to get God to do something. See? So the church, we're just coming into the revelation now in fruition that all the promises of God are yea and amen because they already have been sealed by the blood of Jesus. So we are not at this point as believers, and we need to know this because of the time and the season and of the evil and the system, how backwards things becoming. You have to know what you already have. See, it's finished. It's a matter of us knowing, believing, and receiving. So when we pray, we need to say, thank you, Father, I received that. Because it's already there. You understand? It's already there. We have to learn how to stop fighting so much on the outside. We need not come out where the problem is. Because if you fight the effect, you're just going to change the effect. But you got to find out on the inside what is the cause. The problem, you listening?
Yes, sir.
The problem is on the outside, but the solution is on the inside.
Yes,
so we're looking for the solution on the outside, you're just making the problem bigger. And so we're going to have to know the difference between operating within,
yes, sir,
and operating without.
Yes, sir.
The within supposed to run the without. The church is too much without. She's too much, she's right, without. The church is suffering too much on the wrong end of the stick. Now, those of us who mature and begin to trust and rely on God as we should, will begin to function in another flow and another dimension at a higher caliber of life. But there are some things you need to know. You see, you can't take the word on the outside and whoop the enemy. See, and I think that's where we've got thrown. We came from no word to more word, but most of the word is misplaced. And that's why we're not having the effect and the power and the glory and the manifestation and the demonstration that we, watch the word I'm going to use now, that we do.
Yeah, yes,
D-U-E.
Yes, sir.
And so this class, I want to take this class to places in the spirit as the Holy Ghost helped me, and that you can begin to get rid of hindrances and circumstances and situation that really has no power.
That's right. Yes, sir.
It would be like 6 or 7 of these classes. It'd be like sticking a kneeler in a balloon that you don't want to fly. It'll come right down to the ground. I mean, you know, you Christians are so, as I study and I look apostolically, I've studied pastorally many years, you are such a powerful people who are doing so little in your life, and God wants you to adventure into his goodness. You know, we're just learning how to have our health and have some money. Live a long time. Don't be sick. Ain't think about no stick. You know what I'm saying? Amen. But so now you have an ideal of what Paul dealing with in the 2 Corinthians chapter 10. And I'll tell you right after I read it what we're going to start with, and then I'm going to say some powerful things to you to get you set up for the rest of this apostolic maturity. It'll bring us back to the book of Acts. How many like to stroll through the book of Acts 20 or 25 years? All right. In 2 Corinthians chapter 10, man standing, and we'll sit after this. Now I, Paul, myself beseech you by the meekness and gentleness of Christ. That's powerful. Look how he talked, meekness and gentleness of Christ. I love the Apostle Paul. Who in present am base among you, but being absent am bold towards you. But I beseech you that I may not be bold when I'm present with that confidence wherewith I think to be bold against some. Now, here we go. In the second part of the latter part of the second verse. Which what? Get that word think. Which think, all right, of us as if we walk according to the flesh. See, they couldn't handle the level.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Uh-huh. I've seen that in the church. I've seen that. Can't handle the level. The level begin to choke you.
Yes, sir. Wow.
And you have to learn, because you see, that's spiritual government come at a higher degree when it's operating in a higher office.
All right. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And so Paul was operating, functioning in the spirit at such a depth and height that they said, oh man, you must be in the flesh talking to me like this.
Yeah.
But he was trying to get them somewhere. He was trying to get them unhooked,
yes, sir,
from the station they've been hooked up to for years.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes,
sir. Saying to them, there are deeper water, and all the water is not troubled.
Yeah.
So watch what he said now. Watch what he said, because we're going to get somewhere now. He said in the latter part of that second verse, you know, wherewith I think to be bold against some, which think of us as we walk according to the flesh. Now Paul answered him. He addressed their thoughts in the third verse. For though we walk in the flesh, yeah, we got a human body, we do not what?
War
after the flesh. So I'm not dealing with no flesh, Paul said. Then he began to explain to them, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. You see that?
Yes,
now you all have, we've messed around with this scripture so long, I'm going to have to take you a little deeper so you can see. But mighty through God to the pulling down of what?
Strongholds,
I saw in the Strong Concordance, are fortified places of argument and reasoning that try to hold you from where you're going. Strongholds. So we pull them down. Five things he says here. Casting down imaginations. I'll give you a definition of imagination. You'll see in a minute. And every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. And bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ, right?
Yes,
then verse 6. And having, after you got all this done, you see, having in readiness to revenge all disobedient when you're obedient.
Yes,
is fulfilled. You may be seated. Here's what the Lord is telling me to share with you, because most of your blockage and most of your hindrances are here. How to deal with thought warfare and win. How to deal, what I say? Write that down. How to deal with thought warfare and win. It is your thoughts that derail you. It is your thoughts that derail your prayer. And it be so long for God to answer. You cannot become more than a conqueror without knowing how to conquer your thinking.
That's right. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I'll show you how to conquer your thinking.
That's right.
You know, I'll say something apostolic to you. It's going to make you think I'm like Paul in the flesh. A young lady who brought that $1,000 up on her front seat there, I recognize her instantly.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
She brought $1,000 up Sunday. When I look over there, I recognize her instantly. Isn't that something?
Yes,
see, now you think that's the flesh.
Yes,
she had to bring $1,000 for you to recognize her? Well, yeah, some of y'all I can't even see you.
Yeah.
I don't know who you are. My goodness. Thoughts are the origin of your conditioning. Conditioning. The condition you in. Thoughts are the origin of your conditioning. If you're going to be rightly conditioned and rightly positioned, you're going to have to know how to function in your thoughts properly. And my God, the next statement I'm going to make you tremble. And it need to make you tremble, because it make me tremble every time I read over it again. And you listen, you'll think I say something there, but I'm going to be saying the same thing I'm saying. We recognize, well, I'm not going to say that. Thoughts are seeds. Every thought you think is a seed.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yep, yep.
And it dues a harvest. That's why we got those six instructions by Paul. Pull them down. Yes, cast them down.
Jesus.
They are seeds. Just like words are seeds. God is not mocked. Whatever a man sows through his thoughts, he also shall reap. Think with me now. There are outside thoughts. There is an outer mind. And there are inside thought, because there's an inner mind. Thoughts rule your soul.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
If your thought right is not right, you cannot walk in God's will.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Thoughts, inner thoughts, invades your consciousness. Romans 9:1. Turn that. Romans 9:1. Proverbs 23:7. Let's look at both of them. Wrong thoughts would cause you to be a liar.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Trying to operate in the truth.
Yes, sir.
Tell the truth. I lie not. My conscience. are also bearing witness in the Holy Ghost. Yes, sir. See? That conscience is a part of your soul. Your consciousness. You have to have consciousness, write this down, of the power that is within you.
Yes, sir.
Therefore, you can take that power and whip every power without you. And then, you know, Proverbs 23:7 says, as a man thinketh, so is he. Now, these two places of thinking now, one think from your brain. The other one thinking your soul. Your spiritual thinking happened in your soul. Your outer thinking happened in your brain. You want your soul thinking to take over your brain thinking.
Yeah, right.
Not your brain thinking to take over your soul thinking. All right. Stick with me. The text says, Paul says, well, let me give you this principle. You got thoughts of seed. We get what we expect. We reap the results of the thoughts we sow. We get what we expect. We reap the results of what? All right. Satan and the system man way to whip you is through your thought. So Paul said, y'all thinking corner now. Look back at the text. For though we walk in the flesh, verse 3, we do not war after the flesh. I submit to you, this is a conversation about thoughts. This whole conversation is about thought. Because there are thoughts in the flesh and there are thoughts in the spirit. Let me prove it. Go to Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8, verse 1, and we'll go down and you'll find there, therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after, but after the Spirit. Now, I submit to you, that verse is talking about flesh thought and spirit thought. Go to the next verse. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. Now, outer thoughts can take me back into the law of sin and death. If I don't have the inner thought ruling it. If I don't pull out them strongholds, cast down those imagination. Imagination are thoughts in a picture like a movie. Images show up. Casting down every high thing, every high thought that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. Casting down what?
Every
high thought, every flesh thought.
Yes, sir.
And then he says, bringing into captivity. See, you got to get it.
Yeah.
Bringing into captivity is not going to happen automatically. You got to bring it into captivity, every thought, to the obedience of Christ.
You,
now you're thinking like Christ. I want to train you, watch what I say now, that you will never accept no bad advice. You'll see them while they're coming. I mean, Christians got to be ready for that. They've got so many people talking that they're talking about they know this and they know that. You got to have some thought discernment. Come on, let's go. Gonna keep going. Give me the third verse because I want them to see this. That's the third verse. What the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God sent his own son in the likeness of sin in the flesh, and for sin condemned sin in the flesh. Go ahead, keep going. I want them to see this. That the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not after what?
Flesh.
But after what?
The Spirit.
All right, watch now. Go ahead to the next verse. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. Now, I want you to think, I'm dealing with in the 8th chapter of Romans, just like in the 2nd chapter, 2nd Corinthians, the 10th chapter, we're dealing with thought affairs. You're about to prove it now. Go to the next verse. About to prove it. You can correlate those two together. Watch. For to be carnally. Is death. But to be what? Is what? I think we need to do something with our thoughts, right?
Yes,
keep going. I want to show you something else in that verse. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it's not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. So that's two sets of thought. I think it's another one. Go ahead. Go to another one. Go to the next verse. So then they that are in the flesh cannot please God. Now they accuse Paul of being in the flesh, right? See, it was a thought argument. And all Satan has is a thought argument. Yeah. Write that down. Oh, yes. Jesus. He ain't got no power. Yes, all he got with you is a thought argument.
Yes, sir.
And then when you come from your higher thoughts, he collapses.
Yes.
Come on now. All he has is a thought argument. He has no power.
Yeah.
So he challenges your thought.
Yes, sir.
The system challenges your thought.
Yes,
but if you know how to think, they can't challenge your thought.
Yeah.
Then you walk in your power.
Yeah.
You reign. You're more than a conqueror.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And you don't need 95 scriptures to have. Every sin disorder in a believer's life, every failure in a believer's life is a thought failure.
Yeah. Yes,
the sin is a thought failure.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
He brought that thought and you didn't deal with it.
Yes,
and it became a reality on the outside and you didn't come from the inside and took care of it.
Yeah.
Sickness and disease. Lack, limitation, all come from thoughts. The enemy has no power. The system has no power to hold you. You're stronger than the system. You're stronger than Satan, demons. You don't need to talk about them. They have no power if you know how to channel your thought from within. We've been robbed. We're talking about how to deal with thoughts, warfare, and win.
Yes, sir.
How to deal with thought, warfare, and win.
Yes, sir.
All right, let's look at Old Testament scripture. Let's confirm it in the Old Testament. Psalm 139, verse 23. Philippians chapter 4, verse 6. Let's look at the Old Testament first. Psalm 139, 23. Verses. I want the verse. What is that it? Psalm 139. I want the one where it says, search me, O God. What is that? Wrong chapter. Huh? That's it? They put something else up there. I said, maybe I'm missing the voice. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thought. Heart, soul. Let me tell you why. If you born again, if you're a new creature, if you got a new bottle that can hold new wine,
yes, sir.
If you partake of his divine nature,
yep.
Your spirit is never going back in defeat.
Right. Yes,
so what am I dealing with?
Yes,
I'm dealing with stuff that don't seem like it's going to turn me loose. What am I dealing with? You're not dealing with your spirit.
Right.
You have not trained your soul.
Right. Yes, sir.
So now your mind, your will, and your conscience is not flowing,
yes,
to carry what the Holy Spirit and your recreated spirit had put it to carry out to manifest.
Right.
So if you block or you lock, you block and lock in your soul.
Yes, sir.
Mainly you're thinking.
Yeah.
Because God is at work in you to do his will and his good pleasure.
Yeah.
See, the problem is we're trying to do and have without being. You have to be first.
Yeah.
You have to work from your being.
Yes.
You just can't work from scriptures. Scriptures recognize your being.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Your divine right is in your being. I am a child of God. Yes, this word belonged to me.
Yes.
See, you stop trying to make the scripture make you who you already are. See, you're trying to take the scripture and let the scripture make you somebody. The scriptures you already made.
Right.
The scriptures are made for you.
Yes,
to function in power and glory.
Yes,
see? So he says, put it back up. Search me, O God, know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts. See if there be any wicked way in me. See them thoughts. And see if there be any wicked way in me and lead me in the way everlasting. So if any wicked way is in me, it's not in my spirit. Because my spirit is God nature.
Yes, sir.
Has to be in my soul. Has to be in my thought life.
Yes, sir.
All right. Maybe you're not convinced. Philippians chapter 4, verse 6. Be anxious for nothing. Be careful for nothing. But in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God. Go to the next verse. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding. Watch what he keep now. Shall keep you what? Your what? Now I'll tell you, I'll show you the rest of that verse in a few minutes. Because like I get the point, I'll show you the rest of it. Because I'm going to take it on the line now. All right. If the enemy going to whip you, or if the system going to hold you down, it's going to be through a thought pattern. Spiritually, they can't handle you. They know it. But they don't want you to know it. So now, when you're dealing with, I'm going to run through that and show you something. Psalm 143, where you talk about my soul is persecuted. My soul is troubled. My soul is afflicted. Then he said, my spirit is overwhelmed. Then he said, my spirit has failed. Impossible.
Yeah.
Impossible for your spirit to fail.
Right.
But my soul is jammed up. So therefore, my spirit can't flow like it want to flow.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
When I understand the importance of my thinking, when I understand that that thought just didn't float in there. I need to deal with it. Now, one way you have to know how to keep a tap on your thought is how you feel. If you get a feeling unblessed, that ain't Jesus. That ain't the Holy Spirit. So pull that down. You get the feeling stressed out, like you're not going to make it, too much I can't bear this, that's not Jesus, that's not the Holy Ghost. Pull that down. Just literally say, I pull that down in Jesus' name. whatever you got to do, if you take both hands, if you take it, lay on the bed and put your feet in the air and pull all them down, whatever it takes, just do something. See, now, just this night, I'm going to say it just like the Holy Ghost said to me. Much misery leave this place. See? You see, because you're condemned through your mind. You pull that condemnation off of you and go back under the blood. My mind under the blood. I can't hear you. My mind gonna stay under the blood.
My mind paid for.
So I'm gonna thank the thought of God.
If God say I'm
blessed,
I don't care how it
look.
I'm gonna keep saying the same thing.
Because
I know everything
is subject to change.
It's a mind game.
This system,
this world system.
See, the world belongs to you. all the stuff, the material, that belongs to you. But this world system plays a mind game with the church or the believer's thought. They talk to us like we have no power. And they kind of poke fun at our God. You get your thinking straight, and they're going to be boiling down. All right. So, let me say some things to you now. Some new words coming to you. What we're dealing with now is a major factor in the conditioning of your life. Conditioning of your life. Your thought will condition your life or condition your soul to cooperate with your spirit. And when that happens, manifestation will start rolling. Demonstration will start rolling. Miracles, signs, and wonders start rolling, be an everyday thing for you. In this teaching, you will be taught how to keep in harmony in your affairs of life. See, disharmony brings confusion. Wrong thoughts bring confusion. People, you ever heard somebody say they got crossed up in their thought? Yeah, that's where the confusion from. But you see, you want to be in harmony. And when you have harmonious thoughts flowing on the inside of you, you begin to progress at a speed that you can't keep up with. Matter of fact, let me say it to you apostolically. The only thing that have held you slow is your thoughts. When you adjust that and recognize, oh no, that thought came from the outside. That didn't come, I thought that. Where'd that come from? And replace it with a thought from the inside. When you upgrade your thinking in the spirit, you will know how to control the cause of every effect. See, the cause, the solution, comes by inner thoughts. Not brand thought. Brand thought is good within themselves, but when you come down to moving in the realm of the supernatural, in the realm of God, brand thought don't work. Now, I want you to hear what I'm about to say. I want you to hear this. Developing consciousness of your power within. Write that down. Developing consciousness of my power within. And your power within will run every power without. Another statement I want to make. Shutting down the works of the enemy in your life. Y'all still here?
Yes, sir.
Listen. Converting every situation into your favor. Y'all write it? Thoughts. How many of y'all know your words are powerful? Huh? Jesus said in Mark 11, 23, very, I said to you, whosoever shall say. Your words are powerful, right? Thoughts determine what you say. Luke 6, 45, out of the abundance of the heart. Mouth speaking. Now, I told you this, imagination are thoughts in motion pictures. Your imagination was given to you by God for creation.
Yes, sir. Wow. Yes, sir.
create the life you want
through
your imagination. The church don't teach that.
Yes, sir.
Visualize, visualization.
Yes, sir.
Have a vision.
Yes, sir.
See it before it happens.
Yes.
Call things
yes,
that be not yes, as though they were or as though they are. In Hebrews 6:19, I wrote a statement. He's talking about anchor your soul. Therefore, you have to keep anchors on your thought life. Jesus. Oh, y'all, I'm going to quit. You got to keep anchors on your thought life. You can't just let your thought be running around. Don't let them out till you let them out. Keep what I said. You got to keep anchors on your thought life. Don't let your mind just ramble and ramble. Let your higher mind control your lower mind.
Yes, sir.
I think about Naaman. Naaman was the boy with the leprosy. He almost missed his miracle. Look in 2 Kings 5:11. I just want to look at this one. 2 Kings 5:11. Wrong thinking will cause your soul to be out of control.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
And you mess around and say something and annul your blessing.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow. I've had people I walk up to give a certain amount of money and they say something and I put it back in my pocket.
Yes, sir.
You been with me?
Yes,
sir. They say something crazy out of thought. I'm trying to give a woman, she older than me, don't look good. I'm trying to give her some money, and she trying to hit on me. My wife's sitting right there. You call me over here. I give the money to the other little girl. If we got some sense. My wife's sitting right there. Then she follows outside. She really thought I was trying to say something to her. Ma'am, please. If I'm going to mess up, ma'am, it won't be with you. But your wrong thinking will cause your soul to be out of control. See, her soul is out of control. I'm trying to give her some money. She think I won't give her some money. Crazy, man. And mine mess you up, boy. My pretty wife sitting right beside me. What? I gotta be a lunatic or something. But I see men do that with bad thoughts. I see men do that with bad thoughts. I see the hussy they were running with and look at their wife. You ever heard the term blind as a bat? But that's sin, you see. Sin make that which don't look good look good. Hey, give me a 2 Kings 5:11, because I want to see. Now, you know what happened in this story. The Lord sent him to a prophet. Prophet told him what to do. But yeah, you're getting messed up. And that's how they got messed up in 2 Corinthians 10. Paul was trying to teach him some things at a deeper level. They get all in the flesh. Watch what happened. He had leprosy. The prophet told him, go dip in the water. But Naaman, he got angry and went away and said, see, that's his problem.
Yeah.
Behold, I thought. If I thought I could do something, you wouldn't be here looking for me.
Yeah.
I thought he would surely come out to me and stand and call the name of the Lord his God. And see, you got to understand, when you're dealing with spiritual things, the man or woman of God might do anything. Because they're not under their own jurisdiction.
Yeah.
God might have them do it another way.
Yeah.
You can't be all hot because
right.
You want a handkerchief.
Right.
Lord might not be using no handkerchief at that time.
On,
Lord might want to spit on you.
Yeah.
Shoot, I got the leprosy or cancer or something. Spit on me. Spit.
Yeah.
Spit again.
Yeah.
But you see, he thought.
Yeah.
And he's letting his outer thought rob him of the manifestation if his servant were to talk to him.
Yes, sir.
Now his servant was thinking, right? He said, Master, Just ask you to go in the water, man. Get in the water. You know, come all the way out here. Then he went and got healed.
Yes,
wouldn't be for that servant.
Yes, sir.
Sometimes a servant knows better than the master, you know. They can think. All right. Turn to Matthew 6:34. Y'all here?
Yes, sir.
See, we're dealing with warfare. Thought warfare.
Yes, sir.
Therefore, take no thought for tomorrow. For tomorrow shall take thought for the things of itself, but sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. Keep your thought in place.
Yes,
I got down here, you must keep your thought current in the present.
Yes, sir.
Keep your thoughts current in the present. What am I thinking about?
Yeah.
Why am I thinking this?
Yes,
what is this?
Yes, sir.
Where it came from?
Yeah.
Where it carried me to?
Yes, sir.
Who sent it?
Yeah.
See. Now, I read that rich men and women, pioneers, some of the greatest pioneers, multi-millionaires and billionaires, they had a secret that most people don't know, and I'm going to give you that secret tonight. They had a secret that most men would never hear. They didn't just do things, they did things in a certain way. Write that down because it's very important. You see, you might not think, doing things in a certain way. People who do things in a certain way become successful.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
People who do things just any old way like the other person did it.
Yeah.
See, my secretary, Barbara, she in here, she do things in a certain way. She want things accurate. That's why she was able to pay for a $500,000 house cash.
Yeah.
She Barbara says she refused to be connected in this clothes and not to get it. So they just bought a house for $560,000, I believe, cash. But ever since she's been working for me, she always accurate and do things in a certain way. Now, she might protect me now. You call your boss, she'll tell you, no, you can't talk to him right now. But she don't look for no praise. Somebody started praying Barbara one time, but Barbara said, okay, bye, hung up. One of my boys told me from, I think it was David. David said, Miss Bobby, you sure do a good job. She said, thank you, bye, bye, hung up. We have to think in a certain way. The church will kill your thinking at large. The church think you don't have to think. Oh,
yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
No, God have given you his divine mind.
Yeah.
Woo. You have a divine mind. You have that's why you got to renew it and retrain it so the right mind can take over.
Yeah, that's right.
The other mind just written at it to give you some suggestions. Now turn to Philippians 4:8 now.
Yeah.
Finally, my brother. Philippians 4:8 now. You have to do it a certain way.
Yes,
think in a certain way. Finally,
right.
Brethren, whatsoever things are true. Whatsoever things are honest. Whatsoever things is a certain way. Are just.
Yeah.
Whatsoever things are pure. Whatsoever things are lovely. Whatsoever things are good. Of a good report, if there be any virtue, I looked that word virtue up, there be any moral. And if there be any praise, what he said? See, you got to think in a certain way. You got people that cause you to think another way. People do your thing wrong. And they get you, through patience, you possess your soul. So don't ever forget that. Just don't let your thinking flop around.
Yes,
you are designed to think in a certain way.
Yes,
whosoever And whatsoever control your thinking will control your destiny. Soul persecution, soul affliction, and soul trouble come from the same place. That's Psalm 143. Thoughts that a man thinks is what he sows in his life. This lesson, you have to read it, because I have one or two more things I want to say on this section. I'll take up next section, but you can call this a maturity class. And because I want to, I remember I studied behind many years ago behind E.W. Kenyon, and he had an advanced Bible course, Mr. Kenyon. He was teaching at a depth. None of this came out of his book, but he was teaching at a depth that he called it an advanced Bible study. And I guess that's what we can call this. But I want you to read something and see it, because I'm not going to go to it, because I'm going to two or three other points I want to give you. A man's life is his field. What he reaped is what he has sown in his life.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Right. In Matthew 13:37-40, a man sowed good seed in his life, but the wicked one came and sowed wicked seed. So you got to watch them wicked seed. Because they could be sown in your life. You just read it. When I got to thinking about this class and thinking about pulling down strongholds, casting down imaginations, that's two things. Every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God in thought pattern, right? And then it says, and bringing every thought into captivity to your obedience in Christ, right? And say, now you're ready to make revenge, the next thing you say. That text is powerful. They could not go to the level where the apostle was, so they call him being in the flesh.
Yes,
now, here's some of the things that are going to happen to you. Are you ready to unlock your success fully?
Yes,
put that down. I'm ready to unlock my success fully. Number two, as I learn how to bring my thinking into alignment with God's will at all times. As I learn how to bring my thinking in alignment with God's will at all times. Watch the third one now. It'll get heavy and heavy as it goes. All the conditioning of my life will move in the realm of supernatural happening.
Yes, sir.
Number four. Everything I have forfeited in the past will now become a present reality to me. Harmony, believing in my soul and body, will bring manifestation that will produce a glorious shock to me and those around me. Look at your neighbor and say, get your thinking on track. And keep it there. And never be derailed again. Think the thoughts of God. See you at the top. All right, there are a few more things I want you to know tonight. As I become more conscious of the power within, everything without will begin to what? Change in my favor. Everything. The Lord designed you that way. As my thoughts are registered from the inside, it gives me the ability to control outside. Uh-oh, he had another one coming. Correction and direction will be released in abundance. I want to be corrected. I want to be directed. The secret of what I speak and see will connect properly with what I think. But you won't see. Think right. I will think the mind of God on a consistent basis. What did he say? It was Isaiah 23. Or 26 and 3 or 23. Thou will keep him in perfect peace. Who knows? What one is 26 or 23? 26 and 3? Huh? Turn now. Thou will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee because he trusts in thee. See that mind? See that mind? Huh? Whew. And when I think the mind of God on a consistent basis, watch his next line. Therefore, all my life goes free. I'll tell you something just to boost you up a little bit. Material things will bow at your feet. You will never have a contest another day with nothing material. Material are below you. Material things supposed to obey you if you're in the right mindset. You constantly arguing with yourself, can I have this? What? Can I have it? It belonged to me. I will not be controlled another day in my life. Because the system and Satan's only controlling mechanism is I don't know what to do with stronghold, imagination, and high things. But since I know what to do with them now, and since I know all the warfare is a thought warfare, I'm already out of his jurisdiction. He don't want me to know. So he work on my thoughts. If I know how to handle my thoughts, it's over. I stay in victory. I reign. I'm more than a conqueror. All he got to mess with is my thought. When I'm trained properly in my thought, my soul gonna connect to my spirit, and every manifestation, every request I make gonna manifest. Be at ease, for God have given you an answer tonight. Don't care how long you've been going through what you've been going through. You've come to a point of maturity to understand this is just a mind game. And I already won this game. I have the mind of Christ. I have the mind of the Spirit that rules. This is the result of a missing link of my power. My God-given power cannot be stolen from me anymore. Sit down, y'all ain't gonna make me quit. For now I know the importance of protecting my mind and how to direct, I receive, how to direct the $500 check, how to direct my flows of thoughts that they will always be in harmony with God's will which will produce harmony and supernatural results. Ooh, Lord, somebody answer me on that one. Do you know how powerful that statement is? Baby, this is not Sunday school. This is going to knock 30 years of headache out your life when you start thinking the way the Lord is speaking to you tonight. So it's high time as a believer that I understand how to bring every thought into captivity into the obedience of Christ. You got that? All right, give me three or four more minutes. I see. You really gonna have to be listening now. All possession is by your consciousness. All gain is a cumulative consciousness. All loss speak three words. I want you to get them. Conditions, environments, experiences are by habitual or permanent mental attitude.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Thinking. Hurry up. The secret of all power, all achievement, all possession depend upon water getting higher. I start pulling my pants leg up now. I'm gonna give you one or two more and I'm gonna close. The world within is infinite wisdom, unlimited wisdom, infinite power, unlimited power. Watch the next one. Infinite what? Supply. Unlimited supply. It is an unfoldment, a development, an expression. Harmony. Peace. Peace of mind. Knowing that God is a good God. Every perfect gift. Hey, read that. James 1:23, James 1:17, read James 1:7. Go to James. Every good gift, every perfect gift is from above, from the Father of light, in whom no variableness, neither shadow of thinking. He's a good God. That is right there, James 1:27. Now, when I talk about the world within, I'm talking about your thinking. And your spirit man, let me give you this one. I want you to go home with this one. Harmony. See, most people are confused by their thought. They think God don't want them to have it. Thank God did it. Thank God holding it back. You got to say four more Hail Mary and 3 hour Father before you get this. He already have given you that. Listen. Harmony in the world within is it produces harmonious condition, agreeable surrounding, the best of everything, the foundation of health, essential to all greatness, all power, all attainment, all achievement, and all success. God dog, man. Are you seeing this? Now let's look back. Let's read our text and close. Go back to 2 Corinthians 10. I want this text on your mind. I'll be using this text on and on. Beginning at the third verse, because, see, they accused Apostle Paul because he's walking at another level. He's trying to bring them to another level. They want a regular church. They want to be just like, I'll just use some blank name. This man said it, and this man said it, and this man said it. I went to all his meeting, and this man said it. Well, Jesus ain't dead yet.
Right.
The Holy Ghost not dead yet. And he's trying to bring us to different levels and bring us deeper in the things of God. Don't tell me what somebody else said. It's time to say something else. God is still unfolding and revealing himself to the church. We need to get stronger than what he said. We're in another season, baby. We get these heroes and won't go no further. You better make Jesus your hero. Now, Holy Spirit, your hero. Jesus Christ. For the weapon of our warfare, not carnal, but mighty through. Come on, read it with me. Fourth verse. No, go back to the third verse. Read. Go ahead. For the weapon. Keep reading. Keep. And having. Read Proverbs. Read Proverbs 23:7. Now get it quickly. I want y'all to read the scripture before I leave. Proverbs 23:7. Read. All right, Philippians 4:8. God, dog, we've got to get in there some kind of way. Romans chapter 8, verse 5, 6, 7, and 8. Verse 5 to 8. Then we got it. Ready? You see what that seventh verse said, but the carnal mind is enmity against God, is not subject to the law of God. Go back up to that second verse. Read that. What blind you from that law is your thoughts.
Yes, sir.
The law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus have made me free from Satan,
yes,
free from this system. Free from any attack that come against me. But I got to think right. Act is here. This is your natural thinking. This is your real thinking. Sit down, get your envelope, and let's give. Praise God.